Good morning, good morning, good morning. You already know what it is, man. You feel the excitement in my voice? It's Friday. It's Friday. I'm going to say it one more time for those who didn't hear me in the back, who got their volume on low. It's Friday. Man, I'm so excited. It's been a long week. And I feel like we've done a lot of progress this week. And today's day, man, I don't know what it is. Universally, man, you can't be mad on this day, man. You have to find something to smile about. The weekend's here. About to have a nice little break, but you know, can't stop, won't stop. It's really no days off. Just gotta just really get the day off to focus on things elsewhere. But never mind that. I'm stalling. Let me get right into it because already a minute in, and we only got 5 minutes on this bad boy, man. That's the beauty of this thing, man. Got five good minutes up here. So, man, today's Friday, and I've been really thinking a lot what today's slogan, if you will, is going to be. And after carefully putting some thoughts together, I was thinking, why shouldn't this day be a critical thinking type of day going into the weekend? Something positive or something very inspiring that we should think of. Something that moves society that we should think of. So today, I'm calling today Free Thought Fridays, man. Free Thought Fridays. And on today's episode, I'm pretty much going to talk about, you know, a controversial topic within society, especially within the Black community, it being Black History Month. And it's 2018. And me personally, I'm just trying to figure out where we stand on the N-word right now, because I mean, I'm pretty sure it's understood that between the community, we're given the green light. We can say it, I guess, at any rate possible. Is it contradicting a little bit? Is it hypocritical a lot of it? But hey, it is what it is. Life is full of double standards. But in 2018. How do we feel about other races saying the word? I'll tell you a quick story, man. One time I'm playing at the park, playing basketball, man. I'm shooting hoops. And you know, you got a lot of races out there, but in particularly, man, there's this Asian crew, man. And one guy that stood out to me, because everything he said, after every word he said, it was N-word this, N-word that. And it got to the point to where he's saying it with so much emphasis, it doesn't sound friendly at this point. And yes, he's saying it with the A ending. And yes, whether you say with the A ending or the ER ending, after a while, actually, it doesn't even have to be after a while. When you hear that word, it's just something that just it hits the soul. You know, it's just like, whoa. You know, you almost have to do a double take. And I did a double take, man, and I just, after him saying it to me, and it almost felt like him calling that word in a derogatory way. It after a while, I cut the ties loose, man. I had to confront him about it. I had to say, hey, man, no problems here, but you got to chill out on that word, dog. Straight up. Because I got to be honest with you guys. I mean, I don't like the word. I think it's an ugly word. And for us as African Americans, as Black people, we let that word from other races affect us so dearly that I ask us as a community, when is it time that we stop using the word? I mean, it's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But I do pose that question. When is enough enough? We always ask other races to stop saying that word, to outlaw it out of their vocabulary. But when are we going to outlaw it out of our own vocabulary? I didn't hear the word for the first time from my parents until I was 12, 13 years old. My mom called me the N-word because I did something really bad, and I knew I was in trouble because I've never heard her say that before. It's crazy. I want everyone to really reevaluate themselves, really think about it, how often, how frequent you use that word, and just try, challenge yourself. Take it out of your vocabulary. That's what I'm going with. Until the weekend, y'all, I want everybody to have a great weekend, man. You already know what it is. You listen to Marcus D. Smith, the Mark in the Morning Show. Hey, have Good morning, world. You're tuned into the Marcus D. Smith Morning Show, a.k.a. Mark in the Morning on Anchor Radio Reinvented.